Figure skaters from more than 40 nations are here in Washington to compete at this year's World Championships. Despite the war, the competition is taking place only blocks from the Capitol building in the White House, and only two blocks from where we're sitting here reporting on the war. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan is covering the event. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob.
Security must be very tight.
You know, I don't think it's that much worse than any other competition the last few years that I've been to in figure skating, Bob. Remember, of course, skating had Tanya Nancy, so they certainly understood quickly and after the 1994 season that they had to beef up security. There's that intensity that you find at most sporting events now, but nowhere near as intense as it was at the Olympic Games, no metal detectors per se. So there's a friendliness about it still, even though we're smack dab in the middle of Washington, D.C.
Do the skaters feel any tension about this?
I think they do, and they did more last week. Many of these skaters come from Japan, Russia, China. They had to start travel Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. So while the U.S. was just beginning in the first few hours of the war effort, these skaters were getting on planes. I think that was a little more nerve-wracking for them, frankly, than their short programs that they've been doing.
No relief from the war for some fans. They need some amusement.
I think so. But it's also the skaters understand these are very single-minded, focused athletes, like most professional athletes these days. And yet we find that they are talking quite a bit about the meaning of what they're doing versus what's going on in the world.
You had the men's competition last night.
And another Russian has won it six times in a row now, a Russian world champion, Evgeny Plyshenko, who came in second at the Olympics in Salt Lake. Won relatively easily. He was a little bit of a lackluster performance, but Timothy Gabel of the U.S., I think, frankly, was better, but he was second. Welcome to figure skating once again.
And the women are next?
Yes, they are. The short program's this afternoon, long program is Saturday. Michelle Kwan is trying to win her fifth world championship, equaling only American Carol Heiss with that number. So that's the key question for this event, for the women.
Aren't there projections of American women 1, 2, 3?
There were. Sarah Hughes, the Olympic gold medalist, everyone remembers her from last year, bombed in her qualifying round, and now she's tied for 11th. So I think 1, 2, 3 may end up being more like 1, 2, 5, something like that.
Yeah, I saw some photographs in the Washington Post, for whom you used to work, and they just kind of, you know, captured every moment of her fall all the way down.
There were four pictures. Yeah, I think one might have sufficed, although my friends at the Post thought it was newsworthy, and obviously the Olympic champion going down in a big way is certainly big news at this event.
She took it well. It was just one program.
Well, that's right. She's about to go to Harvard or Yale or whatever. She's a high school senior with a lot of other things on her mind.
You expecting any surprises out of this competition, or is it all decided already?
Oh, I don't think it's decided. Michelle Kwan is the fix is not in the way it was in Salt Lake, but I think Michelle Kwan probably will win another world title. Quite a remarkable performer at a very turbulent time in the sport.
Is there a French judge over there?
Yeah, there are, but now they're anonymous.
Did they get visas?
They shouldn't have, but I think they did. I think they're here, but they're anonymous. We can't tell now who's giving out the marks, Bob, so it's even worse than it was last year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.